Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Happy Brewers Outlet Day, everybody. Great to have you with us. Big show coming up today, including the Mystic from the East in the final half hour. He has now shifted his mind to the world of college basketball. We had some high-level hoops at 20 paces last night. I'll talk about that in a few moments and on the show today. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. You want the best selection of beer? There's no other place to go. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Water, wine coolers, soft drinks, snacks, plenty of them. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. The pickle bar, as I always tell you, everybody all together, second to none. Love the dills, love the barrels. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Very proud to be in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Ben Jones, StateCollege.com in just a few moments. Later in the show, the Mystic from the East will join us to talk about some of the great picks we have this weekend. Last night was, you want to talk about high-level hoops. There were high-level hoops at 20 paces last night. By the way, Penn State wrestling tonight, Illinois at 7 o'clock at Rec Hall. And then coming up at 2 o'clock Sunday, they'll wrestle Maryland. So always make sure everybody gets their wrestling fix when they talk to people on this show. And Dick from Milton made a really good point the other day. We've got to make sure we also lock in on the Eastern Championships coming up at Bucknell shortly as well. That's going to be great. Last night, basketball. Purdue won at Indiana last night, 69-64, and Wisconsin won at Nebraska, 70-69. What makes Duke and North Carolina special? You can talk about the proximity of 8 miles. They've had so many great players. When's the last time you saw a Duke North Carolina game be a blowout or be disappointing? Every time Duke plays North Carolina, it's always a really good game. Last night was a really good game. Duke finally won it 86-78. And I made the point several times about Grayson Allen. Hey, look, if he's not shooting, he doesn't help you in many different ways. Well, the last couple of games, he's been shooting it well. And last night, he was terrific out there, and he was the difference maker. And then the nightcap, which you probably didn't get a chance to see, Lonzo Ball knocked down a three with 32 seconds to go, and UCLA beat Oregon last night, 82-79. Some high-level hoops. Tomorrow, Penn State at Illinois. Ben Jones, StateCollege.com, joins us in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sunbury Motors Hyundai is making 2017 the year of the Elantra. A brand new Hyundai Elantra from Sunbury Motors Hyundai can be yours for only $242 per month. This is not a lease payment. $242 per month on a brand new Hyundai Elantra with America's best warranty. A 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Sunbury Motors says a 2017 Hyundai Elantra is the absolute best buy for your buck in 2017. Sunbury Motors was voted best car dealership, best quick service, and best body shop. Now add best new compact vehicle with a Hyundai Elantra, and you just made the best decision of 2017. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is making 2017 the year of the Elantra. There's 34 to choose from, starting at $242 per month, tax and tags extra, at 2.99% APR for 72 months to qualify buyers. Sunbury Motors Hyundai declares 2017 the year of the Elantra.
Ben Jones, StateCollege.com, joins us here on the show. Great to have you with us today. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Nittany Lion basketball team at Illinois tomorrow. It'll be a 2 o'clock start, 1:30 airtime. Ben, Tuesday night, Penn State beat 21st-ranked Maryland, 70-64. We know in any team, I don't care if it's veterans, it's tough playing a game from behind, thus you're playing the game uphill. What do you think it meant on Tuesday night that Penn State, it was almost a wire-to-wire job. What do you think it meant for this young team to play with the lead?
Oh, I mean, I think it makes everything easier. I think it's something you have to learn how to do. I think you look at this team and the number of comebacks that they've made, that the sort of effort and a bit of luck that you need to make a comeback is one sort of skill set that you have to learn, and playing with the lead is another. But I think at the same time, you've seen time and time again that when this team plays confident, when they're making their shots, and really when those two things are going together and they're getting a lead, they play pretty well. And you know, I never imagined that Penn State would win a game where it shot 2 of 18 from 3. But,
right.
You know, credit to these guys, credit to those young guys who really did some of the little things that they hadn't been doing the past few games. They rebounded better. You know, up until the last few minutes, they shot free throws better, shot free throws great in the first half. And those little things like that, you know, that makes playing with the lead easier no matter who you're playing against, but certainly when they're making shots with confidence, especially inside the arc, you know, they're a much different team than they've been the past few games.
Let's talk about Nazir Bostic for a moment. There are four players on this team from Roman Catholic High School in Philadelphia. Shep Garner, the older player, is a junior, and then obviously Lamar Stevens and Tony Carr. They've had, obviously, the bulk of the publicity. Nazir Bostic has had to work harder to find his time. What have the others told you about Bostic and his work ethic?
Oh, I mean, you know, you talked to Tony and Lamar after the game last night, and they had nothing but good, you know, good things to say about Nazir's, you know, how hard he works. They said his nickname is Horse for just sort of, you know, the effort that he puts in, and you see that. I mean, the rebound that he gets and that put-back basket that he gets late in the game, you know, you can look across the box score afterwards and see that, you know, Lamar's got 25 points, Michael Watkins got 10, Tony Carr's doing a little bit of everything, but those baskets, those key baskets, especially with the team in foul trouble, that put back by Nazir, that really a tough rebound to get, and he gets it in. Those are big plays in the game, especially in late stages, and I think everyone who's spent time around the program, and especially the players themselves, see the amount of work that he puts in behind the scenes, and knowing that, you know, he's a guy who certainly brings something to the table, but he knows and they know that he's farther down the pecking order in the rotation, and that's just how it is, that, you know, you get a guy who's got an opportunity to make an impact in a game, especially a game where, you know, some of his teammates are in foul trouble, and he can go out there and give you a solid 12 minutes and a lot of effort. You know, that speaks volumes to the kind of attitude that he's got, you know, sitting on the bench, because there's a lot of ways you can come off the bench. And certainly, you know, the 12 minutes that he gave Penn State and that basket and that rebound that he gave Penn State, that's as big as anything they had last night.
Yeah, I thought it was the biggest basket of the game was the one he scored to put them up by 6. Now I want to get to Mike Watkins. What do you think it meant to Watkins that he started last night and didn't come off the bench in terms of getting him mentally engaged early?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's seeing a guy who's continually maturing, and not that Mike was immature at the beginning of the season, but I think, you know, you're so excited after you spend a year off not playing that you finally get a chance to play Division I basketball in the Big Ten, and he's such an emotional guy and a high-energy guy that, you know, I think he's been coming off the bench as much to kind of let him get his nerves in check and everything as anything else. And I think when you see him start and have the sort of day that he, or the sort of evening that he had, you know, he goes perfect from the free throw line. And I thought really he was the most physical he's been down low all year. Certainly he's got the blocking presence and the rebounding, but I think asserting himself and getting to the free throw line and getting, you know, the baskets that he got, you know, you can say, yeah, he had 10 points and 6 of them came from the free throw line, but I think you can't say enough about sort of the confidence that that game has for a guy like Mike Watkins to start to go out and do what you want to do, be able to do it successfully. And more importantly, you know, he picked up 4 fouls. I think I picked up 4 fouls by the end of the game last night. But I think all things considered, you know, he was able to be a constant contributor to that game from start to finish, and that's the sort of thing you need to see from him.
How tough has the officiating part been, in your opinion, watching it? I mean, you can look at replays and see that some are right, some are wrong. Has there been an inconsistency that's bothered you this year?
I joked with someone at halftime that Penn State had gotten so many calls in the first half that it you know, you feel like the 50-50 calls don't always go Penn State's way, and they seem to get so many in the first half that they were bound to get in trouble in the second. And that's, you know, at the end of the day, the free throws ended up being, you know, actually in Penn State's favor.
Right.
Some of that was the fouling down the stretch. But I think the one thing that I've noticed is that the arm barring and the hand checking, there was an emphasis a year or two ago when they changed that rule. It kind of shifted away from being called every time someone makes contact. And I felt like the past couple games, last night in particular, there were some calls that you look at it and go, yes, you know, maybe by the rule book that's a foul, maybe that is something they're trying to limit in the game. But at the same time, you kind of felt like they had laxed a little bit, had shied up on not calling that all the time. And some of that comes with a young team. I think, you know, fouling is as much positioning and athleticism and getting in the right place at the right time as it is anything else.
Agreed.
And I think when you've got a team that sometimes, you know, through no fault of their own, maybe a step behind just because they haven't seen everything there is to be seen, you're going to get some of those fouls. But I do think at times there's been inconsistencies, but, you know, basketball is so much a give-and-take game with the fouls that I think ultimately, you know, as long as you're making your free throws and you're not fouling the other team way more than you're getting fouled, you know, you can't complain too much.
All right, so when you watch last night's performance and you see what they can be, what do you think it's going to take, Ben, for consistency? Where, you know, you get this great flash with Michigan State, you get a great flash with Maryland, that triple overtime game with Indiana was an epic kind of game where both teams grow. What's it going to take to though, be consistent with this? Is it just pure age and growing up?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's most of it. I think you have to look at games like last night and as a team go, you know, how do we bottle up that kind of effort? Because I think one of the biggest things about that game last night wasn't so much, you know, I believe that Maryland ended up winning the rebounding battle technically, but I felt like Penn State got a lot more of those 50-50 balls, of those key rebounds that they needed that they hadn't gotten the past few games. And there's moments like that that I think help mature a team when they realize, you know, Tony Carter said earlier in the week that Pat Chambers yells possession between every free throw, and when he got here, he didn't understand why or what that meant, and now he realizes that these Big Ten games are coming down to single possessions, to single points, and you've seen that all year. And I think, you know, for a young team, you just have to learn about the kind of energy and effort that it takes to play at that level and to play at a high level. And I think, you know, they're still learning how to do that. Certainly you see flashes. I guess I was full of jokes last night, but I mentioned to someone else that them losing to Rutgers and then beating Maryland all in the same week was probably the least surprising thing that could happen for this team. And I think that really speaks to just sort of the up and down nature of having a young group. And I think as soon as they learn that, you know, the effort that they had last night and the confidence that they had last night, if you play games like that, you're going to win more often than not. And, you know, at the end of the day, you got to make shots. And, you know, they've been able to do that in the games that they've won.
They're going to play Illinois next, a team that in the first half of the game here, they were terrific. Couldn't have played really any better. Then in the second half, Illinois found a few things and came on. What about the matchup on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that it's on the road is always going to present challenges, especially for a young team. And that place is always, you know, tough to play regardless of how good Illinois is doing. But I think, you know, you've got to keep an eye on guys like Malcolm Hill. He's been around, you know, it feels like he's been around as long as Trimble has, and they've been around for, you know, it seems like they're the longest one-and-done players to play 10 years each. You know, the Big Ten's had in a while. But I think, you know, Penn State's got to remember how they played in that first half and remember, I think, more about the mistakes they made in the second half of that game to kind of limit it. You've got to figure that Illinois is going to play better at home. They're going to shoot better because they didn't shoot very well in the first half. Here at the Jordan Center.
Right.
So you've got to find a way to bring. I thought, you know, to go back to last night, I thought that defensive effort was terrific. And I think if you bring defense on the road, and defense usually travels, you know, Penn State's going to have a shot to win any game it's got left on the schedule. And I think, you know, if they play with the defensive effort and the rebounding effort that they had last night, regardless of how they're playing offensively, they're going to have a chance in this game.
This conference at the moment, let's talk about that. It seems like there's a window of opportunity, not just to move this year, but to really move next year, which is a rarity. The blue bloods usually are the blue bloods in this conference. What's happened in this conference that's maybe allowed those who are fighting to move up and the blue bloods to not quite be in the same spot?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, basketball, really any sport is cyclical, especially, you know, in college where the rosters change consistently year after year. And I think one of the things that Penn State hasn't been able to take advantage of and might be able to take advantage of now is the fact that Penn State's roster, for the most part, year in and year out has been shades of the year prior, whereas some of these, the Michigan States and Wisconsins and Maryland have done a pretty good job reloading, and there's some chemistry that you have to figure out there. But at the end of the day, if you've got a really good recruiting class and you're committing to Wisconsin or Maryland or Purdue, you're probably going to figure it out, and they have. And I think you look at some of these teams and they are going to, you have to figure that Michigan State's going to lose some guys. They've been up and down to begin with this year. Wisconsin's probably going to lose some guys. Maryland's going to lose some guys. Purdue. And Penn State's going to come back with a young team that's going to have a lot of experience. And I think because of that, at the end of the day, freshmen are freshmen and experienced players are experienced players. And I think the fact that the Big Ten, certainly Wisconsin's a dominant team. Maryland is probably not as good as they are on paper, but still on the top half of the Big Ten. Purdue is a very good team, but I think ultimately you look at the rest of the conference, and there's an opportunity, like you said, to shuffle around. And I think the biggest thing that Penn State is going to look at next year is say, we've got this team that's 5-7 right now, or whatever they end up finishing at the end of the year. We went that well in the Big Ten with a bunch of guys who had never done it before, and now we're all coming back against a bunch of teams that are going to have to reload and figure things out. And that's an opportunity to sort of get that momentum going. Where Penn State ends up next year is anybody's guess, but certainly, probably more so than the past few years, you see an opportunity for Penn State to get into that top third. And if the recruiting continues like it has, to maybe even stay there.
Now, I want to ask you nationally what your viewpoint is. It seems like there is no dominant team this year, and I've had enough people now tell me that don't lay down on Gonzaga. What's your thought on the fact that it doesn't appear there's any dominant team this year, and what does that mean for the game?
Well, I think it's fun. You actually, you go across the street, and I talk to some of the Penn State hockey players about the fact that a bunch of number one teams that have been ranked number one in college hockey have lost in the month of January and February, and they say that that's good for the sport, and certainly college hockey and college basketball are in different, very different boats. But I think any time that you have a bunch of teams that can run for a title, a bunch of teams, just looking at the rankings, it seems like everyone in the top 10 has got 3 or 4 losses outside of Gonzaga. It is kind of funny, though, because no one ever talks about Gonzaga until you're turning on the TV at 10:30 at night to see what's on, and you realize that they're undefeated, because of course they are, and they're right, playing really good basketball. But I think Villanova is a good team. Kansas and Louisville have all showed flashes. And Duke, for all of the inconsistencies that they've had, they're a team you have to like in March just because it's March and because they always sort of figure it out. Kentucky, even though they're 18-5 and down at 15, it has been a team that's shown flashes as well. So you don't know. But I think ultimately, when you've got a bunch of teams that can go and make a run at it, for me as a casual, well, not a casual observer, but as a guy who doesn't have a horse in the race, it's certainly a lot more fun, especially, as March comes around.
Well, watch for Saturday, because Saturday is going to be very important for Gonzaga. They're going to play at St. Mary's on Saturday, and that is going to be, I think that's going to be one of the big games of the weekend. I mean, if you haven't seen Gonzaga play, St. Mary's is really good. The game is at St. Mary's. Gonzaga wins that, they will end the regular season undefeated. All right.
Yeah, that's always a fun game. They don't have Patty Mills to save them this year, but you can never turn down that rivalry.
Ben, thanks so much. Appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Ben Jones, StateCollege.com. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Bottom of the hour, news coming up here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
That show will never work. Welcome, Champaign, Illinois, where the nearest mountain is thousands of miles away. Great to be with you. Sean, great to have you on board.
Happy Friday, sir.
Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket, imports domestic microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Bags are right there at the register. They have wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. And the pickle bar is second to none. Love the barrels, love the dills, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. I'm in the Sunbury Motors Studio, mobile. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in beautiful downtown Hummel's Wharf, where Sean, if he wished, could be king. Time now for this day in sports history. In 1920, Major League Baseball representatives outlawed pitches that involved tampering with the ball. 1946, Jackie Robinson and Rachel Isom were married. In 1961, the American Football League's Los Angeles Chargers moved to San Diego and became the San Diego Chargers. Really? 1962, Jim Beatty became the first American to break the four-minute barrier for the indoor mile. 1971, the outstanding Bill White became the first black baseball announcer. What a great career. I don't care whether he was National League president, as a player with the Giants and the Cardinals, or as a broadcaster. Bill White was ultra-talented. Let's see. 2003, Brett Hull became the sixth player in NHL history to score at least 700 goals. And the NHL Players Association and the NHL owners on this day, 2005, broke off talks after 2 days. Gary Bettman had said a deal would be needed by the weekend to save this season. Look, you have three lockouts by owners. You wonder why Gary Bettman is unmercifully booed at every NHL arena? They don't care what good he's done for the game. They care that he shut the game down three times. These people are customers. They want to go to games. Simple as that. My brother is on today. We're picking college basketball today. Thought we'd go that route. And that's what's coming up. Our thanks to Ben Jones, StateCollege.com, who joined us in the opening half hour of the show. Penn State is here tomorrow to take on Illinois at 2 Eastern time, 1:30 the airtime. And should be a pretty good game. And the last time out, Penn State, of course, won over Maryland 70-64. Illinois won at Northwestern last time out, 68-62. So it should be, and Illinois does play better here. They shoot about 48% here, 40% on the road. And when it comes to, but their two-point defense, I don't care where it is still not good. And that's the key to tomorrow's game, the two-point defense. Sean, big weekend coming up for you.
Yeah, actually tomorrow, this is actually our Big Boys, Big Toys weekend over at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Sunbury Broadcasting's involved with that. And I'll be doing a live broadcast actually tomorrow, 11 to 1 p.m. on 94KX and Eagle 107. We're set up at the mall. So some guys don't really care to go to the mall, but this is your weekend to go because we have lots of Manly Man fun stuff, Bill Marks Auto Sales, lots of great vendors, lots of prizes. So stop over and say hi. It's going to be a fun weekend.
That's great.
So I'll be doing that tomorrow for at least a couple of hours anyway.
Good.
Yep.
All right. That sounds like a great time. And obviously it... great opportunity for guys to go over there and maybe find a bunch of things they really like.
And we even got the insurance covered, too. We got Chris Kennewell, State Farm from the Seals Grove office. You know, you buy all that fun stuff, you got to make sure it's insured. So he's going to be on hand, and we have a stock car driving experience at Pocono Raceway you could win. So, you know, we're a couple of weeks out from the Daytona 500, if you're a NASCAR fan, how cool would it be to be in an actual car, be in an actual NASCAR suit? They put you in the room, do the training for a couple of hours before they put you on the track. So you could win that this weekend. And we'll have boxes at all the vendor tables to sign up.
Okay. Sounds great. As we know, the suit has for years wanted to do the IndyCar experience with Mario Andretti, that two-seater.
Oh, yeah.
He has always wanted to do that. Now, I don't know how fast he goes in that thing. I don't know if he goes 100, goes 120. But I guess people that have gone have all said the same thing. I can't believe how fast we're going. And like Mario Andretti's like, I can't believe how slow we're going.
I don't even think the suit would care if it was Mario or Michael or Marco.
Well, I think he's the one that drives it. So yeah, that's yeah. I believe he's been the one that's been driving it. So
that is true. I wonder if they get it way up there close to 200 to get the actual feel of the race.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's exactly right. That's what you'd have to check out. It does give you the actual feel. What is it like to be a part of something like that?
It's like when you're up in the sky with the Blue Angels. I don't think they're holding back up there.
No, I don't think so. In fact, they kind of laugh as you pass out. They really love that stuff. They love when you pass out.
I got to thinking of that last weekend when Terrell Davis got the call into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He did that several years ago, so any time that they would prank him on air on NFL Network, they would show him up in the plane, and they're doing loop-de-loops, and he's passing out and fading out.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So that's what... That's actually a pretty good point that they'd be doing that. I told the story about the bus driver yesterday that left the St. Louis basketball team. I guess the driver was a woman. It doesn't really matter, but it just adds to the story. But that's, bizarre. I mean, this is something that, obviously we live all the time. And in living it all the time, you're like, what the heck? It's almost stunning how, something like that happens. And things that we take for granted.
So we have a call, Steve, on the toll-free line at 1-800-795-9565. We've got Mike in Dalmatia. He's not waiting till April 1 to talk blue-white game with you.
Sure. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good. I was just wondering, on the stadium, they have the championship years on there for the football team. Would they put something like that up as like a ceremony blue-white weekend for the Big Ten championship last year, and would that blue-white game be on TV?
Blue-white game is going to be live this year on BTN. It's not going to be tape delayed. It's going to be live on BTN at 3 o'clock on the 22nd. They are going to put 2016 up, but I have not found out yet when they're going to put 2016 up. Will they do it the blue-white weekend? Will they do it before the opening game of the season with Akron? That's the part I don't know yet. But they are going to put 2016 up on the facade.
Yeah, and also, I seen Penn State got a basketball commitment last few days. Is that the only scholarship that they have available?
Yes, it is.
As of now?
Yes, it is. Yeah, yes, it is. Because remember, Satchel Pierce will be eligible next year to play for Penn State. And he'll take that, and he has that one.
Yeah. Well, it seems like I don't follow it real close, but it seems like they need a really good three-point shooter to open things up for Watkins and those wing players. But
that's what he was looking for in the recruiting trail. He was looking for what's called a stretch four. So stretch four is obviously a guy that eventually can become weight-wise and height-wise a power forward, but has the ability to come out to the three-point arc and hit the shot. That's a stretch four, and that's what he's been looking for.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll see how they improve. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate the call. 800-795-9565 is the number. And it's great to have everybody on board with us here today. Tiger Woods pulled out of another tournament today. In fact, he pulled out of the next two tournaments. That's a shame. That's not, you know what? The unfortunate thing is he is, his body is, his mind is telling him one thing, and his body can't cash the checks. Just can't do it. He's got back spasms right now, so he's going to skip Riviera. He's going to skip Palm Beach Gardens. And remember, the Woods Foundation runs the tournament at Riviera, the Genesis Open. So he can't even be a part of that. So he dropped out of Dubai last week. It looked like things were off to a decent start for him in the Bahamas, but he says, let's see. He's not eligible for the WGC Mexico Championship. So the next place he could possibly play is the Valspar Championship, the 9th and 12th of March, or the Arnold Palmer Invitational. He's never played the Valspar. He is an 8-time champion at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. But I believe, let's see, and of course, then there could be another tournament, but he's never once played a tournament the week before the Masters. And I would think that with his back, he is not going to play the week before the Masters. We will take a break. We're in Champaign, Urbana, where if the suit were here, he would be king. On News Radio 1070 WKOK.
True refreshment can come in many forms. But it can only be found in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury. Along with their great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, they have lots of water, soda, fresh roasted peanuts, and an unbelievable variety of pickles at the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and your favorite snacks, too. Get true refreshment all in one place, the Beverage Supermarket. Brewers Outlet in Sunbury.
Yeah, the Blue-White game is going to be April 22nd. It will be live on BTN. But James Franklin's already put out the challenge to the fans. He wants to sell it out. Now, admission's free. And if you already have parking from last year, there should be an extra parking pass in there that takes care of your parking for the game. If you don't, then it's $20 a car, I think, initially. Then it moves up, you know, if you have like a monster RV like Sean does that takes up 22 spaces, then it's a little bit more money. But, I mean, you party on. You're all right. So, but that's what he's looking for. They're going through the morning workouts now. That's what they're doing. I am probably going to get myself to next Thursday's workout. I was talking with Jack Ham when I was driving out to the airport. And we were talking about recruiting, and we were talking about positional moves, because there are a couple of positional moves on the defensive side. And we were talking about just the excitement surrounding the program at this point. There's just so much of it going on right now. And that April 22nd game, you know, the scrimmage, timing's really good, third week of April, big plus. And, you know, they're getting more commitments. It's just amazing. That they just keep rolling in, I mean, people that want to be here. Now, the fans have been a big part of this. I mean, this doesn't happen without the fans. And I know the game's going to be televised live. It is not going to be it is not going to be a tape delay. But he still wants the fans to get out there. He wants all 107,000 people there for it. You'll hear it, of course, live here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, and the broadcast will start at 3 o'clock. I don't think we're starting earlier than when the game is. But, again, if you have your parking pass, from last year, you had pre-parking that you bought ahead of time, there should be a blue-white pass in there for you. And admission to the game is free. I mean, that's not an issue. That was a good question he asked. I don't know when they're putting the 2016 up. I don't know if they're... I'll have to ask. But I told Jack I was going to go to the workout next Thursday morning. It can't... Because I'm in Lincoln on Tuesday. The game is at 9 o'clock on Tuesday night, and I'm flying in Monday night. So the one I can get to is probably Thursday morning. I'll take another good long look, kind of see the progress, what a difference that 10 days makes. But it's a lean team that's in pretty good shape right now. They're in very good shape at this time of the year. You're never too early to talk about football. Never too late to talk about football. Wrestling coming up tonight. Penn State will take on Illinois. That will be at 7 o'clock tonight. Then Maryland. Now, Jack has a buyer that he works with in Baltimore. And I've met the guy. Awesome guy. And they've got a little friendly side going. And he says I gave him 3 points. I said, yes, you give him 30. He says, what? He says, you can give him 30. Penn State's that good. I mean, the big one that really surprised me was when Gulabaum won at Iowa. That was big. Because everywhere else, I mean, Nolf and Nickel and Rutherford have all been what you hope. The 25-pound freshman has been great. They're getting now something out of the heavyweight spot with Neville. Now they've got... You know, the freshman in there now, they beat 6-time Minnesota State champ. Penn State, of course, was redshirting him.
Yeah, Mark Hall had a little bit of a hiccup, and a lot of people were quite surprised at the Iowa dual meet that he would be in the lineup. But since then he's turned it around, and at last check he was ranked. Well, I saw the ratings last week. He was number 7 at 74. But obviously, ratings this time of year doesn't matter. It's what you do next month that counts.
Look, he goes out the first time. It's the first time he's ever wrestled collegiately. Don't put too much on him. Just let him do his deal. He's going to be just fine. It's going to be just fine. It's his first time around. It's going to be just fine. You can see all that talent there. All that talent. They will waltz through this weekend with no problem at all.
Well, that concrete mixer he put on the kid from Ohio State last week, whew, very impressive.
Talk about Hall?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, but that's how it's going to be with him. He's just going to get better and better and better. Once he gets used to this level, once he gets used to the environments, you know, once he gets used to all that stuff, all he's going to do is just get better and better. It doesn't matter what he did his first time out. Doesn't matter at all.
Hopefully he'll take a few extra seconds tonight before he gets out onto the floor at Rec Hall just to kind of soak it all in. He deserves that tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I would hope so. It's not like he hasn't been in there. I mean, so he's seen it. Now, it'll be the first time he's gone out there where he's been out there. So,
well, just with such the anticipation of the fan base to see him, he'll just get a phenomenal ovation when he gets out there tonight.
Well, I'm sure he will. And he has all the ingredients to be great now. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day, and the pickle bar is unquestionably second to none. Love the barrels, love the dills, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I'm in the mobile Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Your station for news, weather, business, and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.